Hey, let's do an interim evaluation on Daryl Hines. Date of birth is 7/6/1964. Mr. Hines is a 60-year-old gentleman who was evaluated at the end of December with blood pressure elevation, shortness of breath, was sent to the emergency room where he was found to be in acute congestive heart failure, period. In your paragraph, he was sent home on Entresto 24-25 BID, as well as Bumix 2 milligram twice a day. He's very short of breath. He's sleeping on three pillows now. He has orthopnea. He has PND. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He's also taking Coreg 25 milligram BID, period. His depression is being dealt with Cymbalta 60 milligram once a day. He was given the option of defibrillator with the EF of 20% or less, but he refused, and subsequently is now living in a home where he wants to be taken care of and does not want to go back to the hospital or go back to see his cardiologist or anybody else for that matter, period. The paragraph is quite weak. He has lost about 15 pounds, mostly fluid. He still has some fluid in his lower extremity, period. His blood pressure is better controlled with Procardia. His O2 sat at about 90 to 92%. I believe he would definitely benefit from oxygen at this time, period. He's definitely not interested in defibrillator. He has systolic congestive heart failure per records. Full records are pending, period. He's eating very little, continues to have edema. His blood pressure, which was at 190 over 122 initially, has now come down to 160 over 85, period. He's definitely not driving. He belongs in the New York Heart Association stage 4 with shortness of breath at all times, period. His heart rate is 108 today with a O2 sat of 88 to 90%, as I mentioned, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given the fact that he wants no further treatment, no defibrillator, and does not want to go back and see his cardiologist or anybody else for that matter. He meets the criteria for hospice care at home under congestive heart failure with cardiac cachexia and systolic dysfunction. And his blood pressure will be controlled, and he will be cared for at home at this time. He, given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.